Happy Friday, everybody. Let's kick off the weekend a little early with some fun Disney talk with all the news in the Disney universe. But first, a message from our sponsors, and that's our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. And there is great news if you're looking to head down to Walt Disney World this summer, because Disney announced a new special that can save you big bucks on a summer vacation. It's called the Family Magic Summer Offer. And guess what? You don't have to be a family to take advantage of this. You just need to travel sometime this summer. The discounts run through the end of August, so the best way to go about this, you can get a package or a room-only offer as well. Drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out all the details. And while you're there, fill out that free, no-obligation quote, and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. And guess what? We'll be planning the next Disney vacation for this summer before you know it and saving you money at the same time. So check them out today. Support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show is also proudly sponsored by longtime listener Drew Baker of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Drew is a financial advisor who has realized that he gets the most enjoyment out of working with like-minded clients and has built his business working with many people who share his same passion for Walt Disney World. Drew does retirement planning and investment management and conducts many meetings over the phone or Skype for those who aren't local to his Fort Wayne or Indianapolis, Indiana offices. Drew and his staff aim to bring the Disney difference in service into his business and how he treats his clients. Looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture? Then support the folks who support us and call Drew Baker at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at ameriprise advisors.com/drew.baker. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1152 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday, everybody. We made it to the end of another week, and we've made it to the end of another month. Can you believe that it's almost April, last day of March? Spring is here. Baseball starts on Sunday night for us Cardinal fans, and I guess the Cub fans too. And it's in full swing starting on Monday. It's just a great time to be alive. I love this stuff, and we're talking Disney, so you got to love this kind of a Friday. So joining me today to talk about a lot of news happening. Boy, we got a lot of stuff, so we need to get that out there so we can have great conversations online, on the social media. We have Pam Forrester. She's the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. How's your week been, Pam?
It's going great. Lots of good news coming out, and like to talk about that. And again, still like trying to figure out when I'm going to get down to Disney World next. So
I know we'll be there in July. It's calling me. Yeah, well, you'll be there for the Pandora previews. I'm so jealous.
Yes, I will get to be there for that. So that's a nice thing. Every now and then, it's funny. People think that this is what my life is. I need somebody to create a meme, like what people think my life is. And it's like me going to media events and stuff. You know what I mean? Which doesn't happen very often at all. And then what my life is really like. And I won't go into details about that because that would scare people. So I'm just saying.
That'd be a great meme, though. That'd be awesome. What do we really look like? Anyway, though. But so, that's actually kind of funny because we have a lot going on. Like you said, this has been a busy week. Of course, Disney announced a new special that runs through the summer, actually through the end of August, called the Family Magic Summer Offer. There's also some, room-only offers for some discounts at selected resorts for selected dates. So, Pam, of course, you know, we want to always help you plan a better Disney vacation through the podcast by just taking listener questions, talking about circumstances, talking about what resorts, you know, would lend themselves better to certain kinds of families or, you know, interest levels and stuff like that. But we always want to try to get the information out there to help you save the most amount of money as possible on your trips, too. So tell us a little bit about this new special. Who's impacted and how can people maybe take advantage of this and head down this summer if they weren't even thinking about it?
Yeah, I think, one of the things I think that maybe not, at this point sets our agency apart from so many others, but our agency started back in 2002. So take a minute, do the calculations. Thank goodness it's like a multiple of five, so it's easy to do. But we've been doing this for like 15 years. We'll have our 15th anniversary in September. So when we started our agency, it was really built on this premise that we knew Disney better than anyone else. And one of the things that you know when you know Disney is how to do it cheaper, right? Because we wanted to go as often as possible. And I think what that was founded on is whether you're staying at the Grand Floridian in a suite or you're staying in a value resort in a standard room, you still want to get the best price for that vacation. And it's all about, you know, not just the price, but the value. So we want to help you find what works best for you and the best price for what works best for you. So that kind of is like a philosophy and like a core value of our agency and always has been. So in knowing Disney so well, we stay on top of all the discounts to try to make sure that that happens. And this latest one that was released for the summer was a discount that can save you up to 25% off of official Walt Disney World resort hotels. So that's, I think, a nice discount, especially for the summer to see that. The summer's typically in terms of, you know, high occupancy for many of the resorts. So I was glad to see something like that come out. Now, it was limited. We saw a lot of limited availability with not a lot of resorts completely blocked out. But still, there's a lot of opportunities for savings there. And this will impact guests who are traveling to Walt Disney World from May 28th through August 31st of this year. And it must be booked by July 14th, 2017. So that's another thing to keep in mind. I think what this really makes available is if you haven't planned your summer vacation and you're not quite sure where you're going to go, guess what? You still have time to plan because you're still, you know, we're still in the infancy of this discount and there's still availability at many resorts. So we'll be able to help you figure out something so that your family can get down there this summer and experience all the new things that are happening.
Yeah, with that, you know, this discount can save you some money and, you know, it's always better to save money on your vacation than not. But what I would say is kind of like we say with all the discounts, and then we'll kind of move on to some of the news of the week, is that you would want to jump on this early because, for one, it's summer where the occupancy is high as it is, people traveling down for their, you know, yearly summer vacations. But also this year, the moderates have very limited availability because of some of the rooms being taken out of the inventory. So we always want you to get a discount. So get on, you know, I wouldn't wait till July 1st to try to secure a discount for August, because there's going to be, you know, very little to choose from at that point. But right now you do have some options in almost every category. But, you know, the thing about a Disney vacation is you can secure it with a package with a $200 fully refundable deposit until 31 days before you check in. You know, and if you get a room only, you can secure that with a one night's deposit, and that is fully refundable until 6 days prior. So there's not a huge risk to lock in to knowing that you have that resort at that rate, at that place you want to be at that time. So, you know, I think that's your best advice, because you can always make modifications, even change resorts based on availability, modify dates based on availability, you know, but you just want to kind of get in there early, get a deposit down and try to secure something. And then if you got to cancel, if you got to move, if you got to modify, that can happen. That's what I say paying for discounts like this, because I just don't want to see people missing out.
Yeah, I agree. It's always better to reserve early. And if you have to, then make changes later, because it's just, you know, I think that it's interesting that Disney has reported that attendance has been down a little bit because the availability at the resorts, I think, has been very limited this year.
It's
so
crazy. Yeah. I mean,
it is crazy.
All week I've been working this, and like there's dates where I cannot find a room in anything less than like a deluxe, you know? So it's like, well, how can attendance be down if there's no rooms, you know? Like I can't. May, I usually never have a problem finding a room, but May is tricky right now, which is weird because it's before school gets out. It's Pandora, I guess.
Yeah, it is. And I think that people are really seeing the benefits to staying on site, especially with a lot of the announcements that were made in the last week. I mean, after what was announced like last week in terms of being able to visit Pandora and whatnot for on-site guests, I don't know how you could consider staying off-site at this point.
All right, great segue. So Animal Kingdom is going to be open late. Pam, talk to us about this. When does that start? When does it go through? And what can you do at Animal Kingdom late at night?
I know, right? How exciting is this? We talked about this a little on Wednesday about what do we do when Animal Kingdom is, you know, staying open late because we're so used to leaving around 4 or 5 o'clock. But the big news is that Animal Kingdom for Walt Disney World Resort on-site guests from May 27th through July 4th is going to be open every day until 11. So first of all, awesome.
Yeah.
Then secondly, there are going to be nightly extra magic hours, and that's going to be available every night from 11 until 1 a.m. So every night from May 27th through July 4th, there is going to be, you know, you're going to experience Pandora with only other Walt Disney World Resort guests from 11 till 1 a.m. And I think that's just such a fantastic opportunity. There's so much buzz about this new land. And I don't know if the commercials are playing in your area, Mike, but it looks so cool. Just and such, you know, so many things that we've heard about from the, first of all, the two new attractions. But also, how about the little things like bioluminescence? Like they keep throwing this word around, but like that's going to be what kind of transforms this whole area at night will be this bioluminescence plants. And it just sounds beautiful. And to hear the excitement in the cast members, you know, who have had the chance to experience it or see it, it just sounds like it's going to be incredible.
Have I seen the commercials during the World Baseball Classic? They were on every other break. I've seen it like 178 times. So I'm pumped. I need to get down there. But you know what? You mentioned, though, that it's going to be nightly extra magic hours, which we have, you know, that's unprecedented for Walt Disney World, for a theme park. But I think they were forced into this because could you imagine, say they did evening extra magic hours, just Pandora, say on Tuesday and Friday. I mean, you know, they got to spread the crowds out. And this is their best. I mean, at least I give Disney credit that they're being proactive because this is going to be busy because everybody wants to see a new land and this is going to be cutting edge technology. Even if you don't enjoy the Avatar movies, you know, like I've never seen one. I'm pumped to get in there because I can only imagine what this experience is going to be like without seeing them. And I'm going to try to see the movie before I go down. But I think they couldn't have done this two nights a week. They had to do it on a scale of, you know, every night for a couple of months.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually just earlier this week had a met with some of the marketing folks from Disney. And we talked about a lot of this, that it's very clear that while seeing, you know, the Avatar movies will be kind of a plus, this whole world of Pandora actually takes place years and years in the future from the Avatar movie that has already been released. There's four more films that will be coming and will be helping, you know, build and tell the story of this land. So don't think that you have to have seen the movies to understand that. And I think that there's, you know, there was a message that Joe Rohde, one of the Imagineers, put out there about why Pandora really belongs in the Animal Kingdom. And it was really his relation between, you know, Animal Kingdom has core values. And in the message, there were some core values that were also communicated. And that was transformations through adventure. And that's really intrinsic to Animal Kingdom and also Pandora. There is intrinsic value of nature. And again, that's something that you see every time you're in Animal Kingdom. And that there's a personal call to action, that the Pandora movie kind of had, you know, there were things that you could do to maybe help the earth or whatnot. And that's absolutely a core value of Animal Kingdom. So I thought that that was really interesting how that related to, here's how Pandora fits in the Animal Kingdom. So that was, you know, I thought that was a cool thing to point out.
Yeah, I'm glad they have, you know, because Disney's all about story, and it's good that they have story to not just force something in there. So it's good. All right, yeah. So staying in Pandora, though, one of the things I'm really excited for is this new, they're calling it a fast casual dining experience. It's the Setuli Canteen. I'm probably saying it wrong. It's got an apostrophe in the middle of it. But it's this, you know, it's going to be there. Basically, it sounds like a quick service dining location. But what excites me more than the menu, and you can hit the menu items if you want, Pam, for a few seconds. But what I'm pumped up about, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are, is the way that you can order your food through an app or through the My Disney Experience app. I think they're going to update the app. And it's kind of location based where you order your food. You got to have a credit card on file. You pick what you want. you pick an arrival time. And actually, what I've read is that when you arrive, it either senses that you're there or you just check in kind of like you would on like Foursquare or Swarm or something. And so they know, okay, they're going to tell you, go right here, pick up your meal. When, you know, I hate to say this, but I would much rather order my food through like an app than to do it through a person. I'm one who enjoy those kiosks at Walt Disney World. And I didn't enjoy that it took people forever if you didn't understand how to use it. And I think this solves that problem. You know, you're thinking of how they did that in Pecos Bill's or say Captain Cook's over at the Polynesian. It was kind of it slowed the system down because everybody was using, you had to use that device to make your order. But think about that. If you take that out of it and just put it into your hand with your mobile device, you're not going to be slowed down by anybody else's lack of ability to use the technology. You can select it. You can talk to your family about what they want, you know, instead of standing up there with the cast member at the counter and it's taking you 10 minutes to order because your kid wants an Avatar cheeseburger with no cheese. I don't know, you know, whatever, you know, it's like, it's everybody behind you is like, come on now, I'm starving. You know, I can eat a banshee. So when they're doing that, you know, it's like this way it avoids all that stuff. And when I see technology being used to improve my vacation, I'm excited. And I think this will. What do you think?
Yes, and I love you are irritated about the old way of doing that as much as my husband was.
I hate it that would stuff.
I swear I like had to hold him back to like stop him from like pushing people aside and ordering it for them because he'd be like, why is this person taking so long? Just press the screen.
I'm just like, scrape the onions off. It'll be fine.
So anyways, yeah, I agree. You do on the app after you've ordered, you will, when you arrive there, you'll tap on the My Disney Experience and say, I'm here. And that's just such a cool thing. I love that. I love thinking about that. And also, of course, as with all things Disney, there is a story for this quick service location and it's a redone research facility. So I love the story of that. But yeah, the food looks interesting. So, there are some bowls. And I know folks are big fans of the bowls, right? The Chipotle bowl, at least, anyways. And this sounds a little bit like that. You'll start with a base of either quinoa and vegetable salad or rice and vegetables. And then we'll add kind of other things, the proteins or the other things that will kind of round out that meal, and it makes it very individualized and something I think that will appeal to a lot of people. There's a steamed pod, which are bao buns with either cheeseburger or vegetable curry filling, and that's served with root vegetable chips. And I know people are like, root vegetable, what is that? Well, it's like potatoes and
Fritos? I don't know.
Root vegetables, like there are lots of root vegetables out there, so I guarantee they'll be good. I hope they have sweet potato chips. I love those would be great. So but anyways, and then when you're thinking about like some of these desserts, a Nave blueberry cheesecake served with passion fruit curd, and there were some pictures floating around that Disney had put out, and that thing looked incredible. I'm just saying, like, Disney does a great job making desserts look super fantastic. And again, there'll be kids meals available, which, you know, you can have grilled chicken or beef or fish or tofu with greens or rice, or, you know, one of the things that was Hannah's favorite when she was younger, good old cheese quesadilla, You know, they'll have a hot dog available too. So lots of choices, I think, that will appeal to so many folks.
What I noticed though, is that there's no chicken nuggets on the kids menu or the adults menu. So Paige will have to go, she will not be dining in Pandora. She'll have to
The burger in the steam pod.
The little bao bun. I don't even know what a bao bun is, but it's kind of fun to say. So is everything in there, all the desserts going to be blue like the people? I don't know.
That one was very blue. And then the other thing that they've been talking about, not just this Satsuli canteen, but also there's going to be a drink place, a place where you can order drinks, I think both adult and otherwise. Again, here's our word for the week, bioluminescent. There will be bioluminescent cocktails. Wow. So I don't know, right? Will you glow after you drink?
That's what I was going to say. But do you want your intestines to bioluminesce? I don't know. Probably not.
Well, you might. Maybe that you'll fit in with the surroundings. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Evening.
After you knock down your fourth one, like your eyeballs will be bioluminescent and, you know, coming out your ears.
But I love that idea too. So, you know, like all things Disney, there's going to be a lot of themed things for us to eat and drink, and that's never a bad thing.
No. It's bad for the pocketbook, but it's fun. It's vacation. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about FastPass Plus, because reservations are now available, but what are the rules? Because you can't just go booking all Pandora. They're not going to let you do that, but they are letting you in Pandora. So how's that working, Pam?
It's not all Pandora all day. Basically, what they've done is they've created a tier system, but the only thing in the Pandora tier system are the Pandora attractions. And you're only allowed to choose one pre-arrival to the, you know, before you arrive at your destination. So each day that you're going to be in the Animal Kingdom, you'll either be able to choose from the River Ride or the Banshee attraction. And you'll have to pick one of those and then do the standby line for the other one. And the reasoning behind that is I think both attractions will be incredibly popular because the Banshee ride does have a height restriction. And the River ride is something that's going to appeal to the whole family. So I know that both will see long waits, and make sure if you're going to be there and you're staying on site that you make your FastPass Plus reservations 60 plus days in advance. And the 60 plus is that you can make them 60 days from the date that you will check in for your entire trip, which is another huge bonus for staying on site. I mean, not only that we have extra time, not only that we can make our FastPass reservations 60 days in advance when other folks can only make them 30 days in advance, but we can make them 60 days plus for the whole length of our trip. So that's awesome.
Plus, this is the tip I always give my guests and give my friends that are looking to you know, book something very difficult like Frozen Ever After, and especially Pandora now when it's the hottest thing, you know, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. If you're staying for 8 nights and you're making those FastPass Plus reservations, go for the hard stuff at the end of your stay initially. Don't go sequentially. Don't go day one, day two, day three. Go from eight back, because there's fewer guests that have the opportunity to book at the end of your stay, especially if you're staying for like more than 4 or 5 nights like most people do. When you're reaching out, you're beyond everybody. You want to get as far out as you can. So go to the end of your stay, book those hard to get ones. At least you're guaranteed. You might want them early, but you know what? You've got them there, and then work backwards. That's what I say, because you know, our brain works sequentially. So go, you know, it's just like at Walt Disney World, go against the crowd.
It's great advice. It is. And I'm going to say, like, go ahead and book your Pandora reservations before you even do your Epcot Frozen Ever After. So you heard it here, folks.
All right, let's hop out of Animal Kingdom, because we've been talking about that quite a bit over the last couple of shows. But head over to the studios. There's something kind of minor that I'm pretty excited about. It's called The Music of Pixar Live, a symphony of characters. Going to be taking place 3 times a night over at the Theater of the Stars beginning on May 26th. So first of all, a live orchestra is going to be there playing the music of Pixar, which that is some, Pixar has some great music. I mean, some awesome scores. You're going to have characters popping out like Woody, Jesse, Mike, and Sully, The Incredibles, and more. It's going to start off with Toy Story and go all the way through Cars 3, which is coming out very soon. You know what? I think this is one of the things that I think it'll be beloved. I think that this is, it's obviously high cost if you're going to have a live orchestra there. You're going to have the characters on the show. But you know what? We're paying a lot of money to get in the parks. This is something I don't think is going to get a lot of play in the media, but I think this is something that maybe is Disney at its best. You know, it's using Theater of the Stars, which doesn't get used as much as it should. I don't know. I saw this and I was excited, but you're obviously not going to hear much about this with Pandora and everything else opening about the same time, you know, so.
Yeah, I agree. Like you, I was thrilled about this. First of all, this is going to be a 46-piece live orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. How many kids and how many adults have even seen a live orchestra that's that big? Very rarely for me, you know?
Absolutely. I agree. And what's so funny is I can remember as a kid, we actually, in the elementary school that I went to, they brought in a Pops orchestra, you know, an orchestra to come play pop songs for us. And it was during the time when Star Wars was released, right? And Raiders of the Lost Ark. And the orchestras played those songs, the overtures from those movies. And I was blown away because I was a young kid and you never really think about an orchestra created that movie, right? I mean, it blew me away that these were the folks that were able to play those songs that were, you know, such a critical part of that whole, of growing up of that time. So I love that they've made this a possibility for kids to see an orchestra perform songs that we all know and love. I think it's just going to be an awesome addition to Hollywood Studios, and I can't I just can't wait to see it for the first time. I think I'm going to want to see it a few times during my trip. So that's awesome. Agreed. It's a great use of that theater. And just something else to add to Hollywood Studios through this time. You know, one of the other things that's happening this summer at Hollywood Studios is they're, you know, going to be updating those Star Wars experiences. And we've seen some of these changes already, but really incorporating them, you know, incorporating some of the ideas and characters from Rogue One with that. We're going to be able to meet BB-8 pretty soon at Hollywood Studios. And hello, character greetings with BB-8. I'm just saying this is a good thing. I don't think he'll be able to sign anything or whatever, but love being able to do that. Again, we'll be able to see the Star Wars Galactic Spectacular this summer, although the times for that have not been announced yet. That's what we're hearing. It's coming back. And again, I love that because I think that that brought something so special to Hollywood Studios, being able to see those projections and the fireworks and just being a part of that each night. I swear, and I know, Mike, we've talked about this before, but when they start this and there are different quotes through different movies that are part of the show, it like tugs at your heartstrings like nothing else, especially for those folks who are Star Wars fans. It's just, it's very emotional in a very weird way. And I feel kind of odd saying that, but it totally is. So I'm looking forward to seeing that too.
It's true.
Yes, that's one of it. All of it.
Oh, that just gets me every time. I don't know. It's so weird because it's from, you know, it's not even from the classic movies, but Han Solo saying that just gets me. All right, last piece of news we're going to talk about. We're going to talk a little bit about the show, kind of a quick announcement for the show. We've had a lot of those lately, but so there's going to be a new experience coming to Amorette's Patisserie over in Disney Springs, that, you know, kind of candy patisserie, got cakes, I don't know what you would call it, French place. They sell sweet stuff. So they're going to have
bakery.
A cake. Yeah, bakery. That work. You know, I actually saw Beauty and the Beast. I should know that. I actually went to the movies. It's, you know, who knows? But anyway, you can learn to decorate your own Mickey Dome cake. And, you know, it says that, I'm trying to read this from the article here, a brand new cake decorating experience at Amorette's Patisserie, located in the town center section of Disney Springs, will allow guests to be able to work side by side with the experts at the bakery. See, there you go. To learn how to decorate their own Mickey Dome cake, guests will learn how to do the mare glaze and will decorate the cake all the way down to the finishing touches, including mouse ears, tail, belt, and buttons. During the event, guests will be able to enjoy complimentary specialty coffees, mimosas, and Bellinis. I don't even know what a Bellini is. Am I saying that right? What's a Bellini?
Yeah, it's like it has fruit juice, like typically peach juice, or and then you add champagne to it.
So. I thought they're gonna say you could like sample the cupcakes nearby. You know what I'm saying? Because I'd be like when I'm baking, like when we make Christmas cookies around here, I'm always like eating the dough. You know what I'm saying? So like there wouldn't be many that get finished. But anyway, it says here's the cost: $129 plus tax for up to two guests. And you work on a single cake. So it's kind of a couple working as a team there on a second, on a single cake. A second cake can be purchased if you can't share for an additional $40. You got to be 10 or older to participate, and it's extremely limited. It starts March 31st, and it'll take place from 8:45 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. every Friday through May 5th. So yeah, it's going to be happening basically in April. So this month coming up. So Pam, what do you think about things like this, especially over at Disney Springs, giving you something to get you over there? And another reason besides, well, you're spending money, but besides retail.
So if you have not seen this Mickey Dome cake, and people probably have seen the Mickey Dome cake because it is that one, it's a red cake, right? And it has the Mickey ears and everything. It's a spectacular looking cake. It's so pretty. And Amorette's really has taken kind of baking, you know, they really have embraced that, the French pastry, the French style of baking. They make very intricate desserts that taste fantastically good. So that's a good thing too. But I think this is a really cool thing. And I will tell you, it's funny because the people in my family, Steve and Hannah, who both really like desserts, every time we are at Disney Springs, they are there spending an obscene amount of money on tiny little desserts to bring home. For and real. I'm always like, oh my gosh, you guys, really? But I will say they are some of the best tasting desserts that you've ever had. Just the combination they do with flavors, the many different flavors that are a part of each one of these desserts, I think is really cool. And just to be able to create your own, I think would be awesome. I think that that's really for two people. I think that having that that kind of experience is a bargain. I don't know that I'd be able to drink a mimosa or a Bellini and still be able to do that kind of intricate artwork that is required of the desserts. But anyways, I could be willing to try, though. I'm just saying.
So after you make this $129 cake, do you eat it? I'd be scared to death to eat something that costs $129. I'd be like,
it's two people. You can actually go and buy the cake, and I think they're about $65. So the cake itself, the Mickey Dome cakes, are available there. I think that that cost is for the whole experience and learning how to do it. But I would go ahead and eat it because it's a chocolate chiffon cake with milk chocolate mousse and an orange jelly. So yes, I would definitely eat it.
Do you think maybe they're doing this for recruitment? Like if they see somebody that has a gift in cake making for Mickey Domes, they say, you know what? Here's a resume. You know, we'll see you're working, the graveyard shift. We're getting these ready for the next morning.
It's a very creative way to have a whole hiring campaign. Yes, I agree. That would be awesome.
That's what they do. And everybody loves, everybody wants to be a cast member when they retire. There you go. It could be your thing. All right. Real quick before we get out of here, because we want to turn you loose, it's going to be a great weekend. We did want to mention, Ricky has not been here the last three out of the four shows. And if you remember the last one, she was here, she was kind of choked up. She didn't want to spread the news because she was getting ready to. She didn't want to. We're excited for Ricky, okay, because, she's our friend. We've been doing this show together for 9 years. Lots happening in my personal life, and I want to thank everybody for all the love you've given me over the past week, the great emails, the great Facebook messages, the Twitter messages, just text messages, and I'm going to get back to everybody. I've just been overwhelmed with the new special coming out, and we traveled to Chicago this past weekend to visit some friends. Just haven't had a chance to catch up, but I will, I promise you. But thank you so much for that love. But Ricky also is really trying to spread her wings as well. And we're excited to be able to announce here that, and that's why she's not been here. And if you notice, she's been down in Central Florida the last week. She is starting her own podcast. Ricky is going to start her own podcast. And this is where we had the argument on, you saw the argument, Pam, on the text messages, that it's going to be Universal based. It's going to be a podcast about Universal something studios. I don't know what she's doing. She's been trying to sell me on the fact that she thinks Universal's better than Disney. It isn't. She's wrong, and we here on the podcast, we talk about both, but mostly Disney. So Pam, when she gave us that announcement a couple weeks ago, we couldn't say anything, and we got the name of the podcast. I don't know if she wants us to announce it, but we will anyway. It's called Rip Rocket Ricky, kind of based on one of their I think they have a roller coaster called that. I don't know. I told her she needed to try harder on the name, but it's Rip Rocket Ricky. And apparently you can play your own soundtrack in the background as you listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm going to be producing this. So it's going to be a big old mess. She's going to record it and send me the files. So we're going to get that out there. I believe it starts, actually at the end of this month. So it's going to start very soon. So we're excited for Ricky. I don't know who her co-hosts are going to be. I don't know anything about Universal. Pam, no, you're not going over there too, are you? Because you do know Universal. She didn't ask me because I could care less about Universal.
I'm just going to do some spots every now and then.
See, look at you. You're selling out too? Whatever. Okay.
Gonna do some spots, but I'll still be here as well on the VR Guest podcast. So we're just gonna spend a little bit of time talking about Universal, and we'll be sad that she won't be here anymore with the VR Guest podcast. But it will, like you said, it's something that she feels passionate about, and you were, such a big advocate of chasing your dreams that I think that, Ricky felt like it was time for her to do that too.
Well, kind of, I want people to chase their dreams, but not when it comes to taking away from my podcast. You know what? Right. Like, I've told people in emails, do your thing, start your own show, but not when you're like, you're the host of my podcast. Don't leave. Like, I'm kind of bitter, but you know what? I think it'll be a success. She's of great stature in the Disney community, if not physically. She is rather short, but she is passionate about what she does. You see her live Facebooks every Sunday night. She knows her stuff. She brings the Disney news to the mouse bites and stuff like that. So, basically that was the information for today's show, which was kind of ironic because, she's still here, even though she's not anymore. But, you saw her, Pam. She was down in Central Florida doing some research this past week, spent a lot of time in some place called Toothsome's. I think that that's going to be the focus of her first show, which tells Can she actually do a whole show on this toothsome sweet shop?
Yes.
Really?
Let me tell you. You could do a couple whole shows on toothsome over at Universal. It was their newest kind of chocolatier thing that the restaurant that opened up. Just the milkshakes itself. So I'm just going to tell you. Over at Universal Orlando in CityWalk, this restaurant opened up, and the milkshake, the topping for the milkshake, like usually get like whipped cream or something, is a cupcake. So, like,
wow. I could go for that. That might get me to Universal. I'm just saying, maybe.
It is worth the trip over, but yeah, it's a really unique spot, and they make all kinds of candy creations as well, but. Yeah, Toothsome has, you know, great food. There's some characters that kind of walk around there inspired by the theme there at Toothsome. And it's really just a cool location to go to.
All right, so check it out. The site's not really live. She doesn't have it fully built out. It's riprocketricky.com. And I don't think it's on iTunes or anything yet. It's through Libsyn, I think. It's not Podbean. But, you know, when you think about the history of the show, we've been doing this for 9 years. I wanted her to make it to 10 years. I wanted her to make the decade. Kind of fell short there, but, you know, she's short, so I didn't really expect anything else. But, you know, if you do the BOGP math, you know, first we started with 4. We were down to 3. We had a good, idea there were 3 people. Now we're down to 2. And tomorrow is 1. Tomorrow's April Fool's Day, folks. We got you again. What's going on? Ricky's just on vacation. That's what we do. We couldn't do it off the top. You guys were expecting it there. You know what? Everything before the Ricky stuff, that's all true. We're not playing with that stuff. But Pam, I know this one wasn't one of our best, but we had to put it in there. It's a BOGP tradition.
Yes, we love Ricky. We're not letting her go anywhere. The 3 of us, unfortunately or fortunately, are going to be doing this for a long time to come. So people will be long tired of us before something breaks us up. So
yeah, sorry if we, you know, the Ricky fans were, pull back. Don't jump off that bridge. You know, it's all good. She'll be back. She'll still be choked up probably when she does an intro, but she'll be back and better than ever with lots of great content because she spent a lot of time at Walt Disney World and Universal this trip. So we'll have her back next Wednesday. All right. So get out there and have a good time tomorrow, April Fool's Day. Make sure you get everybody. Just don't get me. I got you first. All right. So don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We talked about all the great specials for the summer. Price out of vacation. You know what? There's a no obligation quote form right there. Fill it out. It'll go to, you know, a great agent that's going to get back to you right away and work with you to get you some pricing, check some availability, and see if that discount can get you down to Walt Disney World this summer. Just check out all the great information at themagicforless.com and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. We're also brought to you by Drew Baker. He's of Aquitas Financial Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. So when you're looking for someone to give you a free second set of eyes on your financial picture, support the folks who support us and give Drew a call at 260-271-1050. Email him at drew.baker@ampf.com or look him up online at AmeriprisedAdvisors.com/drew.baker. And thanks again for supporting the show through the Amazon affiliate link. Next time you do some shopping on Amazon, please click on brguestpodcast.com/Amazon first. It'll cost you exactly the same and it'll give us a little support for the show. Please give us some love on the social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. And we have an amazing Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Then do check out Magical Mouse Radio at magicalmouseradio.com. Thanks so much for your support of the show. We are going to be back together again on Monday with a great trip report as always. But until then, we hope that you have a great weekend. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. But whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.